Okay.
We're ready, go ahead.
I'm not used to you being here.
All right, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is a first for me, so let me know what needs to happen. Present for the rec board is Craig, Betty, Kara, and Monty. As I understand it, we have sent in our budget request to you. If you need a copy, please let us know. Do you have any questions?
So where are we compared to last year?
I believe we are the same.
We're a little bit over.
Oh, how little?
231
What do they talk about?
Yes, we need to talk about that.
We were at 336 last year, and we are at
347.
347.
Okay.
It's 11.5.
So give me the rundown on what we're over on. What are we doing this year that we didn't do last year?
You know, we actually cut a lot.
That's what I like to hear.
No. Rendezvous Meadows was up a little bit, and we actually cut way back there from their original budget request. We're kind of bare bones.
Okay. You cut them back, what, 10?
They asked for over 100.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for you.
Well, I don't know if they'll agree with you, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
I see. You went from 146 to 36.
We
the 26th golf cart lease.
Yep. Yeah. So we actually only went from 146 to 10, actually.
That's true with the 26th golf cart lease.
Well, the 26 is not golf carts; it's equipment.
Oh.
It's very, I think, four pieces of equipment.
Oh, it's a long lease.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
We did go up for the Pinedale Fine Arts Council a little bit, but they are introducing some new programs, especially into the senior centers. And, you know, and she's done such a nice job of even cutting her own salary to support their programs. So it's a tough one.
So do we have, okay, for the Fine Arts Council, new budget request is 36, recommended is 25. Is that what it is? Do we have last year's?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
I think it was
in the future, it'd be really good to have comparisons from the year before.
I gave it to you. Okay. Last year, the Pinedale Fine Arts was 25 also.
Okay. Yeah. It was 25 last year.
Yep.
Okay.
They asked for more, but we gave them less. But,
okay.
Yep.
So you're recommending to give them the same that you gave them last year. Okay.
But they asked for even more.
Sure. I understand.
I think that's what that meant.
I got you. You're not cutting, and you're not adding to it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. So where's the 10,000?
Well.
Is there something that you're funding this year that you didn't fund last year?
If you noticed a zero.
Like, oh, that's because
we need to have some discussion.
We haven't funded them for, I think, 6 years, and so there's like 2,000 of it.
Okay.
What was that?
The Children's Discovery Center.
Okay.
Seems like a couple of people are just a little bit higher because they are higher. I can't remember. Gosh, I have such a great spreadsheet on this.
So, did you fund the High Country Ranch Rodeo last year?
We did. We funded them for 3 years now.
Okay, at the same level then that you're suggesting this year. Okay.
Yes. 42. Right. Yep. And the Chuck Wagon Days Rodeo went up just a little bit. Oh, no, down a little bit. They were the down one, right? They went down 300.
Yeah.
Down 300.
So that was, and that was on
last year.
I have last year.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even finding where it went.
And I think the Nordic Trails, that's where it is. It's in the Nordic Trail. Because, and the reason is, last year we used a lot of carryover money for the trail grooming, and so we had to put money back in. Because, you know,
I got you.
Every year we've had to like cut, so we think.
So this year Nordic.
So that's probably where it was, because last year Nordic Trails was 12,000, and this year we're at 28. So So that's pretty much where it's at.
Okay, so that takes care of it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I mean, we haven't started any new programs.
And occasionally you do get some new people coming in asking for budget requests, but that's one thing we did discuss is, you know, let's, if we have to continue to fund them, let's not start the ball rolling, and we pretty much turned down everybody that was new. To maintain these programs.
And we had some cool things that people wanted to do, but we just don't have the funding for, so. It was a no.
Did you ever request for bike path maintenance at any time?
What, do you want me to take them?
Yeah, absolutely, go ahead.
It's up to you guys, but as a board, you know, the reason we have a board and you guys have trusted us with this stuff is to handle it. So Betty and I got together and we crunched some numbers. I think we have a plan in place, and so we need to vote on it as a board next week. But as I understand it, you know, we need to take care of this. Mm-hmm. And so we
good.
Got it.
Good. That's what we
but
want.
Of course we need the consent of the rest of the board. So we'll
sure.
vote on it next week at our regular meeting and
okay.
We'll take care of it.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you.
Unless you want more information.
Nope. That's all I need. We don't need the gory details. Okay. Any questions for these folks, gentlemen?
No.
Board?
I see everybody's requests were way higher.
Everything.
Than what you, I mean.
So. However, while we've got you guys all here, we did have a question in regards to the Big Piney ball fields.
Okay.
As I understand it, we have carryover money from 3 years ago?
3 or 4. It's a while.
It's been a while. But there is money there without adding to this budget if we would choose to rebuild those. The discussion is, and I'm sorry to bring this to you, it's just we're kind of hung as a board. They're pretty dilapidated, but there is this group of parents and people over there that are really motivated to get this done, you know, and so we've been listening to them, and it is a concern that they're really in poor shape. So the property, as you guys are aware, is owned by the county. Do we reclaim it and turn it back, or do we take some of this carryover money and rebuild them? But we kind of like your guys' opinions on it because as a board, we're kind of hung on this. Please.
My first question is, did we acquire that from the BLM?
Yeah, it's a public use lease. Mm-hmm.
So if we reclaim it, does it revert back to them? Okay, that was what I wanted to know.
My question is that I understand parents that are excited because their kids are involved.
Mm-hmm.
But once the kids are gone,
sure.
that group of parents disappears. And do you see this? Because Little League baseball, softball used to be huge in Big Piney.
Yes.
And it just all of a sudden just fell off of the table. And that's why the ball fields are like they are. And so do you see if you guys decide to go back into this program, do you think that the community of the rec board, because we didn't have a rec center at the time, could you see that everybody getting on the same page and this, you know, like all the pitching machines, what happened to them?
Mm-hmm. That's a tough question to answer. You know, you can't really predict how it's going to roll in the future, and I know it's been very active in the past. I have a little bit of personally, I'm not speaking for the board, but as a resident of Big Piney, they are in such bad shape, and I'm watching programs get cut every day, not only here on the county level, but also on the town level, you know, working through our budgets and the rec center over there, which is upside down and this, that, and the other. So funding a new thing and then restoring them is one question. The next one is when we were maintaining those ball fields, we were paying $15,000 a year just to start up the sprinklers, much less get people to mow them and maintain them. So it's ongoing.
Yeah.
If we make this commitment, it's not just the 30 5,000 or whatever to somewhat restore them, this is going to be an ongoing commitment, then we'll be coming to you next year saying, well, we need this much money to maintain them. That's my concern.
How much reserves money do you have?
We have, right now, earmarked for that.
How much reserve money?
$75,000.
So, how, you knew I was going to ask this. How come we have carryover?
Well, it was from several years ago when we were going to do a bunch of...
So you budgeted for those projects, but
right.
didn't do those projects.
Well, right. we had no use okay. down there. And so, just another part of what Kara was talking about, too. The rec board last year voted to abandon the fields and keep the carryover money earmarked so that if the town or the school or whatever was going to build a more accessible field in town, maybe hooked onto the school like we did the soccer fields or something, we could partner with them. That was what the rec board agreed on last year until these folks came and had a fit and wanted to have their ball fields back.
Have you had any conversation with the two towns? I mean, is
yes.
there an opportunity for them to create another ball field that would be more utilized and closer to their situations?
The only land that's available in town is connected to the schools. Now, both the parent groups and myself have talked to both towns. Big Piney is in the process of partnering on two different bike paths, and we have this high-speed internet coming in. There's just a lot of stuff for them to budget, so they won't touch this at all. Now, the town of Marbleton has agreed that they'll help with, like, man hours, like if some of their maintenance people can go out there and mow and help out with sprinklers and maybe take a dump load of topsoil or whatever out there, that they would help in that capacity moving forward. But that's where it's at with the towns. Did I answer your question, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you don't have a good feel or measure in terms of both current and maybe future use for those ball fields? And are you saying if we don't do something for now, do we have a limited time frame in which we have to turn it back over to BLM? We can just keep it as is?
I don't think there's a deadline, but they're pretty dilapidated and that's just going to get worse.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So
there's three ball fields.
Correct.
Would you need to fix all three ball fields?
This money that they're asking for is only to
no,
try to...
No, they're saying it's for all three.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we don't...
I'm skeptical. We've bid it before for just fixing up the north field, which is the one that's in the best shape and has mm-hmm. lighting, so you could play at night.
Sure.
And when we originally... don't quote me, looked at those bids, it was like $130,000 for the one field. So when we saw this, we were like, for all three, but what, he stands by it. So
what was the $130,000 for?
Sprinkler, the electrical there. So we used to have Kojals maintain it.
Yes.
And Joe is, I guess, an electrical guy. And the power out there always blows, and there are some kind of fuses or something that you have to, like, change, and they're $150 a fuse. And so if we put a new sprinkler system in, we have to upgrade the electricity. And the sprinkler system is, you either are dry or flooded. It's just not, it doesn't work well.
So I guess my question here is that if you're going to start from scratch, Why do you need sprinklers?
Now what?
Because you would.
I grew up playing on a dirt baseball field.
How old are you?
Well, that, you know.
Did you use a bat or a board?
I'm sorry.
They didn't have
mitts back then.
You've got the baseball fields in Pinedale that are absolutely immaculate.
Sure.
And Big Piney can't be there overnight. There's no way.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they are passionate about playing baseball and getting kids enthused, it looks to me like it wouldn't take much to level that all out, get it smoothed, and play baseball for a very, very short amount, little amount of money to get started.
In which case, then we probably, this 34 and change thousand bid, which was Triple Peak Landscaping, Shane Copeland that submitted that one,
mm-hmm.
Turn him loose on it. You know, and move forward on it. But again, our board is kind of hung on this. What are your thoughts? Monty, do you have anything to add on this? You're a baseball guy.
Yeah, it's tough because we've done a lot of work in the last 10 years to make Pinedale what it is, because they were getting dilapidated and forgotten about over the last 20 years, and with local commitments and people, just local boards trying to get the interest and the upkeep back into it, we've been able to get the fields in Pinedale fixed and looking good and being used. I mean, there's 500 people a week up there, give or take, 300 to 500 people. They're getting heavy use, but Big Piney, there is a lot of interest right now, and this is the same concern I've brought up with them, is we have the interest and the concern and the people that want to do it, but 2 years from now, 5 years from now, are we blowing our money? Are they going to just go back to what they are? And I think that's kind of, though, where we're at with this $34,000 bid, and there's enough interest, and there's people saying that they're going to volunteer their time. There are people that will put their own personal money investments into this and their own personal equipment into it. With that, you know, I would like to see some sweat equity from the people that want to have it, just like what we've done here to have better ball fields once we've put our own time and money and, you know, I mean, obviously have some help from the county, from the rec board.
So the $34,000, is that was their bid to upgrade the power, the sprinkler?
No,
the power?
No.
What?
The field.
Just the field.
Level the field?
Just the dirt work and seeding.
Get the field
And sprinkler, to do sprinkler repair, seeding, just to get the fields back alive.
So I'm going to jump in here and say this is the reason why we appoint great boards.
Absolutely.
And this is why we've got you folks on there. And there's a good chance that you will be funded at the same level you were last year. And then let you take with that information and do with it what you need to.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead, Commissioner.
I need to make a comment here that I really appreciate your work in getting from the budget request to the recommended budget. You've done a pile of work and setting priorities that is really very much appreciated by this board, and I want you to know that.
Thank you. All right. Well, I understand you, Mr. Chairman. Do you guys have any more questions?
I think one of the comments that with your constituents, if they come grumpy to you because they didn't get what they wanted, Cibola County is one of five, is the fourth, how do I put this? There's five counties, there's 10 counties that fund recreation in the state of Wyoming. Cibola County is fourth, but 16th in population. So consequently, Natrona County, Campbell County, and Sweetwater County, and Fremont County are ahead of us. And so the county is funding a lot of money for a very small amount of people, which we're able to do. Mm-hmm. And it's good, but a lot of people don't understand that.
Sure.
And so, I'm sorry you have to take the brunt of that criticism, but I'll trade seats with you any day.
Well, anything else?
I just want to note there's no snow plowing in this budget. So we're all going to hear
high
it
five.
Again.
High five?
High five?
Not high five.
No
five?
No.
I have my phone.
No five? Under the table five?
Good job.
Good work. I know, you know, it's tough. And to go where we've come from when I became a commissioner, and we were funding over $1 million.
Oh, there was a couple years that were $2 million.
Yeah, and down to where we are now, yeah. and it's still a decent budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Have you guys
much.
Considered talking to the town of Pinedale about your bike path maintenance funding?
We have. In fact, I was going to go to their meeting, but I was waiting for everyone to get sworn in. But I think we've got a plan, so. if I need it, I might go to that meeting anyhow, but sure.
Well, they're doing their budgets.
Pardon?
They're doing their budgets.
Yeah. Well, I think we have a plan in place, and then I talked to a couple of the council members, and it wasn't well received, just being honest. And so, you know, and a couple more told me, let's wait until we get our new people sworn in. And
so, awesome. This is one where I probably shouldn't ask, but I'm going to.
Go, Tom.
Come on, man, you're killing me.
The new bike path running down 191 towards to nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
When we signed that, I believe that we signed the agreement with the highway department. That was a joint bike path, right? Anybody jump in here?
Yep.
But when we signed off on that, in that paper, it said we did maintenance. We took over the responsibility of maintenance.
We do.
So, what level of maintenance is that?
Well, the
chip seal and... Right. Okay, got it. Got it.
I mean,
there's the question, there's my answer. Yep. Done.
We have a budget every year, and we work with Jorgensen's, and we prioritize the bike paths for, you know, resealing and all of that, and it's just added to the list. So.
Okay.
It added to your bike path miles. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
you guys.
Sorry to be
appreciate
such a hard
it.
Case.
Whatever.
Yeah. Using your baseball analogy.
And I represent the comment, how long ago was it that I played baseball?
Well, I was just going to say, relating to your comment, when I was a kid, we rode bikes on dirt roads.
On dirt roads.
Let's get you here and get you out of here. Robin, we'll be right with you.
No, you're on your own.
Hey, I apologize.
Sounds like the rats are leaving the sinking ship here.
I got one email in front of the wrong email. I thought we were doing two. Anyway.
I think we started out at 2.
We did, and then we finished. I went back through. With
how many times have I told you to show up early because we're always ahead of schedule?
You know, and the sad thing is I generally do, and I thought, I got all kinds of time. I've been in Marvel since 8:30 this morning.
It's the garden beyond the Tetons. Why
wouldn't
you
give you this one time?
I felt bad. I did. Well, I can't read.
I know you
in public because it probably had.
I know you feel bad. You had a word in it.
I had plenty of words in it.
Okay. All right.
Fire station. I guess that's where I want to start.
Okay.
I'm pushing to get an advertisement to Mary for that. The architect had a family emergency. I don't know the details. Memorial weekend, so he's got set back. Which after I send him an email saying, "Well, I'm going to advertise it next week. Can you have a plan ready by the time it hits the paper?" Mm-hmm. But by the way, I'm sorry about the family emergency. I felt bad a little bit. So that's still my goal.
Okay.
So that we can get this thing, you know, kicked off by the 1st of July somewhere in there.
Okay. Yep.
And then the next one would be the building.
Conservation
district building.
Okay, what's going on there?
We got the proposal. I got one proposal. I didn't print them out, did you?
I did not. From the architect.
We received one out of the three architects I sent it to.
Oh, really? Did it come back inflated or decent?
I think it's a little high, but at the same time, we set it up to where we was going to design it as if we was going to rent it. So we was going to do both floors.
All right.
Okay. I did visit with Tom a little bit on the phone the other day about it. I think we can. He suggested maybe going out and advertising again, but I think we're going to be looking at Casper Architects instead of we kind of tried to focus Rock Springs and Jackson.
If you went back out, is that going to mess up your timeline?
It would. I mean, the positive side of this is it's all interior work, so we could actually do this winter work anytime.
Okay.
I mean, do the work to this, at least the bulk of it. I guess one of my biggest questions is I think we can negotiate with Plan One and say, look, we're going to scale this back, but we still want to plan for the expansion upstairs so that we want, you know, solid footing, solid walls, that kind of stuff, so that we can go up. Even if they don't expand, we know they're going to use that upstairs for storage or something. So we want to have the walls beefy, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Sure.
Your HVAC is going to scale down quite a bit because you're only heating and cooling the office space. The elevator we could probably pull out of the design. So I guess I could go back and negotiate with these guys and try to scale it down and get it a little bit more manageable of a budget. But the question I had, and I'll just come right out and say it, is who's the contract with? Is it with the county? Is it with NRCS?
Conservation District.
Or the Conservation District.
Well, I guess I assumed that the contract was with the Conservation District.
Well, and that's kind of what I assumed as well, but I needed to, or we all needed to have.
Right, because we agreed to give them some funds. We didn't agree to.
We agreed to give them Todd and right? some funds, as I recall.
We agreed to provide the funding.
So, Mr. Chairman, I've gone back and pulled both of the motions that were made concerning this project. So the first one was we were committed to provide owner's rep services to get them to RFP. Okay. So that's what Todd's doing.
Yep.
We need to determine who's paying for the architect now at this point.
So that's what this is all
that's
about.
That's this question.
Who's paying for the architect? Well, what was the second motion then?
Well, the second has to do with the funding of the building.
Funding of the building, not building.
Or the funding of the construction, because we had committed funding, but it was a loan for the NRCS portion and a give for the conservation district portion. Right. And our NRCS is out now.
Are they not going to get in?
They canceled the RFP, reflew it, and right now with the rearrangement of stuff, my board's hesitant to, we're still looking at it, but they're starting to impede on what we need.
Oh.
As far as how they want stuff arranged.
Well, we kind of know.
And so we're starting to think about numeral uno.
Are you doing that?
No, well, I mean, at this point, it's almost we're going to have to sacrifice space we need as a district.
In order to accommodate. Oh.
And so my board's not necessarily interested in one adding on to that building.
Right.
Because that's not feasible at this time.
Yeah.
And two, you know, we gotta provide our services from the county's aspect and the taxpayers' aspect, not to accommodate somebody that's gonna pay rent, even though they service within the county. It's just not an ideal situation. Now, we're still talking and reviewing it. We've got till June 15th, but at this release, we might wait till the next chance.
Okay. So we're talking about a fifth of the amount on an architect.
Mm-hmm.
That was my question. What is the normal percentage of a project that should be for an architect?
It's typically about 9 to 10% is where it's at.
So what was the estimated project?
So we're double that
for design. But she had some construction management in this as well, and that's one area where I thought we could probably trim out, because what I see is we want the architect looking at submittals. And after that, we can handle the construction from here instead of double dipping on that.
So, Mr. Chairman, you're...
So what do we do?
What's
go
20%
back,
of 80,
go back and negotiate this?
Of how much?
And put it out for another proposal?
16,000?
I guess that's a question.
No.
800,000?
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mary.
So today, your decision.
Yeah, 16,
so see, this is important here.
Your decision for today is to deal with the architect and how we're going to handle that, and who's going to pay for it, who's the contracted body. As far as paying for the construction and that part, we can talk about that during budget tomorrow, because Mike's coming for budget construction for budget presentation tomorrow, so we can take care of that part to make this a little easier, but we got to get through the architect part first.
I guess it's my assumption that the architect is part of the money given to rebuild the building.
I view it the same way, personally. I think it's all.
So my thought, if I can remember the numbers roughly, there was the give and there was the loan.
So the total on it was $510,688.
That was that for was both. The give.
That was the total.
Well, that was all. Of it.
That was a total. Okay,
the
I thought it was high.
Was $282,158.
Okay.
And the loan was $228,530.
What's 20%
of probably going to go away? Is that right?
What's 20% of 5?
At least, 500? Yeah, the way it's looking. We got 10 days, but I, yeah.
So okay. See, their 100,000 is not far off on that.
So 20%. We're looking at two what was the give?
282,158.
282 was the give or the loan?
The give.
282 was the give. And you can't get the cost of the architect out of that if the architect's $108,000.
And so we were talking percentages earlier, just thinking through this. 20% of the 500,000 comes to roughly 100,000. So if you take half of that away, that should cut that architect fee in half.
And that's honestly, that's kind of what I'm.
And then you take out the construction manager.
It should be.
Because we're providing that,
right? And if that's the way
does that make sense?
You guys want to go, like I said.
What did I do wrong?
So if it goes down,
it's normally Tim. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I want you to correct me because I'm doing that.
282 and 10% is roughly what it costs.
Right.
That's 28,000.
Right, but if it's 20%, it's going to be 56. What he was saying was
okay.
At the 500,000, 20% would have been 100,000 for the architect. But if you're backing it down to 282, it's going to reduce that to 56,000 instead of 100,000.
If it reduces that down to 28,000 for the architect, can you guys afford to cover that?
Well, and this would be the question to Todd, is in that estimate of the 282, there was cost for this, but I don't believe it was 50,000.
Oh, really? So the architect was built into that 282?
It was. That's why I was just going back through the look.
So,
but I think it was like 40,000. 40.
To
well,
me, I want to say 40.
To me, there's money built into that 282 for the architect. So that was.
There really is wrong. Correct, and I do agree with you, Mr. Chairman. I think it was 40,000 for the whole 500. So
yeah, it was basically 9%.
So what I'm running up against is
that would have been 45.
Right. Yeah. So
I think
well,
it was 44 something. That's what I can't find in my phone.
We're just running.
So what's your problem?
We already got runovers, I guess, and we're not even
okay.
Hit
but
the
if
ground.
If 44,000
was built in,
you've got quite a bit.
We got half of it.
Well, I'm not agreeing to 108,000.
I'm not either, Mr. Chairman. I'm by no means am agreeing with that, and I've had conversations with Tom and Joel about, you know, I can't see spending that kind of money.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's not anywhere. That's not how I do my own personal gig, let alone something that I'm worth putting my name behind.
Yeah.
And my concern is I understand there's money built in. And I'm all for advertising. It's just right now, which I made you guys aware of when we came to this, we're kind of in this gray zone with, you know, if we pass on the NRCS lease, then at any point in time they could, you know, we're not built into their lease package. The square footage doesn't include the district. So if they move on because we passed on it, I lose that card to keep the an office space for the district. And then it's that point, because we'll delay it to re-advertise it, and probably would run into this even if we started building tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Potentially we would be out of a space.
Yeah.
And then we would be either renting from the same guy we're trying to get away from renting from to stay where we are, or chasing somewhere else to temporarily office until construction's done. And that's You know, it's just the reality. And but I'm in no means support signing that the way it is. Yeah. I think it's, we could advertise and do a better job, re-advertise.
Not trying to oversimplify this, but you know you have 44,000, to the best of our knowledge, built in. If you can get Plan 1 to negotiate down to that 44,000, even though it's over the percentage, there you go. That's the route, in my mind, if that's a doable situation for you guys.
Correct. But so 20,000 of that was going to be built into that loan and was going to be paid back over time. If we're not going to NRCS, we're out of that. So we're already in a cost overrun just to get the district, is where I'm coming from.
Yeah. So what we really need to do is negotiate. If we're just going to do the conservation district part, we need to negotiate that down to 10%, which is $28,000.
Yep.
And then some you don't way or another, or re-advertise and try to get to that number.
I mean, I'd rather, you know, I mean, I get construction and the unknowns of that, but to have an overrun before you even have a plan just doesn't sit well with me at all.
It's not a good omen.
Huh?
That's not a good omen.
No.
So
no.
How long
I mean,
do you think, Todd, if we hand this back to you and say get it down to 28,000, either by negotiating with this or re-advertising? How does that affect the timeline?
I could probably sit down, because this is something that I want to do in person, not over the phone. And I've got to be, I got to be somewhere tomorrow, but I bet I could run over to Rock Springs and sit down with these guys and say, this is what we want. Or do we want to change that floor plan at all?
Yeah, there's one.
See, that's
one wall that was in there as a placekeeper that needs to get rid of, which is doors and a wall.
So now that we're losing half, we can redo that. The fire system is going to be expensive regardless, just because they always are.
Public building.
Yeah. And you got to have a sprinkler system, right? So, but I could probably have an answer by next week, I guess is what I'm.
I say let's go back to the drawing board, get that, see what you can do. And if you can get it down to where we've already got that built into that money, then go to work.
Okay. Because the other one that I was looking at was Doobie Boulder up in Jackson. They done a nice job for us up on White Plain. We, Mike, just so you know, we haven't had real good luck with architects in any size, shape, or form. So we're trying to fix that. And the other one I contacted was the guy on the fire station. But his insurance, he doesn't carry a $2 million insurance like we require. Mm-hmm. And he said he'd have to do it project specific, which is expensive. Right. And Doobie Boulder just said it didn't fit his schedule. Mm. And he apologized. So, but I can probably try to sit down with these guys Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Why don't you give it a try?
Is that a fit you're thinking, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, that gray area we're in is I'm not willing to get out of the gray area and pay 110, but just I mean, that just doesn't to me. I can't.
No. So is this the direction you, being you're a partner in this, you're okay with this direction?
Yeah, we need to. I don't want to pay that kind of money. So if that takes rolling the dice to get it lower, it's a matter of getting it, and then. I just got an email from an associate of mine that's got some other architects in the state that, from Laramie to Jackson.
I'm wondering if we shouldn't re-advertise and you negotiate. That way you have a backup plan.
And we can do that. I mean, I'm not opposed. Like I say, we was trying to target somebody a little bit closer we've dealt with. And there was nothing wrong with the firms from Casper, but they're so far removed. That it's painful.
Yeah, because there's somebody in Rexburg, mm-hmm. Jackson, Laramie, and then somebody in Evanston, Hogan and Associates.
No, that's a contractor.
Oh, that's a contractor.
It's probably
Design Associates in Jackson. I don't know. I'll get you this
Design
stuff.
Design Associates is.
But.
Okay. Well, you have a path forward.
Jerry Myers is in Evanston, but
he's expensive.
I'll try to remove myself.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's get on. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Move on with our case.
Will you mark that wall up?
Yeah, I'll do it, and then I'll give it to you today.
And then I'll have it.
Alrighty.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and then again at 1:15.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Marvelton. Yeah. Cookies?
Huh?
Nothing.
Cookies do hell.
Yeah. Bribery.
Okay. I'll let Snowhand know.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Robin, do you need time to run for cookies, or are you okay?
Yeah. I'm not going to go run for cookies.
Come on out then.
How are you? Hanging in there. Hanging in there. Before we get started, I want to thank you very much for your kind card and your offer of condolences to our family. I also want to thank you for your willingness to work with us on the TANF grant as this all came up, and I think we've got it pretty well going. And I want to give you guys a Mary kudo because she has helped me tremendously as I've been trying to schedule things for the county requests and getting her stuff late and not the quality that I usually submit. But I felt very strongly about wanting to be here. And so she worked with me so that I could write it and be in front of you guys, and just got into town for this, and I'm going back out again. So I don't even have my stuff. Thank you. I didn't even stop at the office. Just to let you guys know, SAVE is functioning very well. And at a time that we're asking for money, I don't want you guys to be worried about the soundness of the SAVE task force with me not at the helm, so to say. I'm working very part-time, and that will be for a while. But the board is still overseeing all of the financial stuff. I'm doing that from home. There's a lot of my work I can do without being present in the community. So I'm right now can't be the face of SAVE. But Mandy's taking care of the day-to-day operations. We've had a staff turnover in this. I'm very excited about the staff. The board is behind what we're doing. So even though things have changed a little bit and we're not out there as much as we would like to be in school and stuff like that, something had to give. Direct services wouldn't. So anyway, want to thank you for the understanding of all of that. In saying all of that, I literally just took what I sent last year, plugged in this year's numbers and all of that, just because I have very little thinking brain these days. As we said, it's like I have about this much time to think. We're asking for the same amount as last year. The breakdowns are a little bit different. If you see on page 2, we are still asking for the same kind of in-kind match that is for the facility. We are in the process of working with the county attorney, Matt, and Mary to have a real contract for that building with SAVE, which we haven't in 8 years. So we are going to have a real contract. We're hoping to get that all in place by the beginning of the new fiscal year or close to it. Out of the total 26,681 that we're asking, 11,523 goes towards the towards partial assistance of salaries and benefits for our two direct service advocates. It is about 10% of their overall salaries, is that what we're asking for there. Then close to 6,000, 5,986 go towards administrative expenses. I used to give you guys an actual breakdown of where it was in line item, and it always changes because so many of my funding streams I can't change without spending days asking for a request. So this time it's looking like that $6,000 will go towards our insurance, towards bookkeeping, the copier lease, that type of thing. And then 9,172 goes towards direct services, or the things that we need to really be able to perform the direct services of our clients, the communication like the phone, some towards the shelter utilities,
our community prevention, in-county travel, so we can be on all sides of the county, and a little bit of training for our staff. This year, I know at this point that we have received everything we asked for from the state and the federal government, and we were able to ask for a substantial large increase because of some federal funding that came through from VOCA, Victims of Crime Act, and for the first time in 7 to 8 years, we're getting raises. But we're not asking the county to help support those raises. That those raises are coming 100% from the state. They wanted us to give raises, so we now are giving some raises that really get us back, or get to a place where the staff are paid, compensated like the way that they should be. So that is what we have there. Last year we did provide services to 53 people with over 1,800 different types of services. Three quarters of the way this year, we're at 46. We're higher this year than last year, even in lieu of everything that's been going on. As far as the funding for SAVE, 66% of our funds come from the state and federal government, but we get that money through the state. And then 23% is coming from local government support, the county, the towns. And then 13% comes from private sources, our fundraising, but that's my grant writing and donations and that type of thing. So in your packet, you will see statement of activities. As far as the county money this last year, we still have a little balance left, but it will be expended by the end of this year. It also has statement of financial activities to date, as well as last year. And our position to date, as well as last year, is in here. Our proposed budget this year, which you'll see is quite a bit higher than it has been in the past because the feds have given us this money, and we were able to use it in other things by salaries. We have more money to clients. We have money for attorney fees that we've never been able to do before, that type of thing. Our unrestricted carryover is in there, as well as the client services report to date. So that's what's in your packet. Are there any questions?
You know, Robin, you do a wonderful job, and we appreciate you, and I think we're in business.
No question.
Just a question on increased money from the state. Mm-hmm. Is that really coming through the feds?
Yes, it's
passed right through the state.
Yes.
Okay.
There has been some conversation.
Because usually everything we're seeing this year in state is they're cutting.
And there's been a lot of conversation with the our funders. It comes through the Attorney General's office, the Victim Services Division. And the governor and the Attorney General, they did a lot of looking at, because we're talking $3 million a year increase to the state of Wyoming for BOCA money. So that $3 million is spread throughout the state for victim service programs, for the thing that BOCA says we can spend the money on. Now, the division and the AG fought hard with the legislator, as well as the governor, to not decrease the state funding because BOCA increased. Don't take away just because somebody else is giving to you. That's called supplanting. So my understanding is they didn't take any away, and I've already received my award notice, and my award notice was cut by $250 because they decided not to fund out-of-state conferences because so many people asked for so much money. And we didn't. We asked for what we really could use that had decent salaries. And our salaries are now comparable to state salaries. That's actually what we did. We took state salary comparisons, county salary comparisons, private, to look at it all to come up with a proposed raise for myself and Mandy and our new people. So we are now a little less than what you see most people, but as a nonprofit, you usually do get paid less. So. But yes, it truly is coming from the feds, truly coming from the feds. And it can only be for direct services. So it can only be for the salaries as it pertains to working with clients. Even though it allows me to get some raise, because then other money can help with my raise. because I don't do direct services, Voca can't pay my salary except for what little tiny bit I do with clients anymore. So we have a pretty good balance. I think that the board is really satisfied with, we still have not as much coming in private money as we have in the past, but when Voca bumped that high, it allowed me not to. And we are slowly building our reserve, and you'll see that in the, it always makes me a little nervous when I ask for money, and then you see that I have this much in unrestricted.
Do you know we always look at that reserve?
Yeah, it's what I'm sure you do, and that's why I always put in here, we are trying to build a reserve, so if we lose our state and federal money, which someday we may, we can keep safe doors open for 3 months. That's why we every
we would,
year.
We would much rather see that than have people just spend it to get it gone.
Yeah, yeah, and no, we are trying, and that's part of
we
my.
We have our reserves too.
Part of
we
my
get criticized
budget
as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Part of my budget when the board of directors and approves the budget, we approve the budget, and then we look at how much of that is private funds, and then they increase my directive in private funds. And we include about a 3 to 5% increase on private funding that just goes towards our reserve. So that part of my private funding is what's building our reserve. You know, it's obviously like county money or state money or that type of thing, because that's always used. So I think we're in a good place, and I really discovered that this year. Just how good of a place SAVE is in, because it's operating, you know,
thank you for
very
you
well.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anything okay else for Robin?
No, thanks, Robin.
Okay, we're
it
good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. Thank you, council. And commissioners. And I can't. I'm sorry. Known you guys for too long.
No, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Paul, do you need anything? And I will be seeing you around. I will be not totally disappearing, and I promise my board I'm not retiring. So. Yeah.
Adjourn the meeting.
Really?
Yep. Oh. See you in the morning.
So what are we doing tomorrow?
6 o'clock. Yeah, we'll be at
Ovo's. Your house?
Yeah, there you go.